once upon a time, you walk on a nature reserve with a friend, and then you realize, oh, yes, we're watching ducks, we're talking about life, we're looking at water. And also, there is the aspect of later on, they give you something in a baggie, and you go home, and you take that, baggie. And here we arrive at, you know, oh, geez, existential thinking and reckoning and all these different thoughts that coalesce throughout my head. And this is the perfect time to podcast because I figured, you know, I'm just going to run my fucking mouth and you all are going to fucking listen. So sit down, grab a chair. I mean, it's not as entertaining as Bill Maher. I was watching that earlier and you know, that's how I could tell it kicked in, because I was just laughing hysterically and everyone around me is like, it's not really that funny. And I'm like, well, it is to me, because I'm watching Ari Melber of MSNBC do his thing, and they're talking about politics and 2024. And, you know, I mean, it's just as scary as 2020. I mean, you know, Barbara Walters, this is 2020. And here we are. This is 2024. Yeah. So shit's gonna get real, or as I said to someone the other day, either the people are gonna take the power back or something, you know. I mean, you saw the Barbie movie. I didn't see it, but I mean, you know, it's a Barbie world and they are Barbie girls. It's fantastic. The government is plastic, you know. That tells you where I'm at right now. That really tells you. And it's been one hell of a week, you know, teaching a certain grade, and oh my God, they are so just off the wall. They're manipulative, and I'm just sitting there like, okay. And we did play Truth or Dare, and I said it has to be appropriate, and they asked, well, who's your favorite in here? And I said, you all are. And then they asked me to do some push-ups, and I did some push-ups. Okay, I figured out, okay, I get a workout in. Do 50. Do 20. Okay, I'll do more. And they're watching me, and I said, well, I put my feet on the chair, and they're, whoa, bro, that looks like it hurts. I said, that's why I do it. I love pain. And, you know, and then every now and then, if they weren't quiet, I'd sing them songs, and I'd sing Harry Styles, and they love that. I mean, the girls are like, oh, my God, sing Peso Pluma. I don't know who that is. And then I would sing, like, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. I'm not going to do it right now. With them, here's the thing. You have to be on key with them. If you are not on key, oh, they are going to scream. Or they're just going to look at you with those raised eyebrows and those folded arms like, teacher, you can't even do that. And so I did it. And then they asked if I could sing in Spanish. And I'm like, well, I don't speak Spanish, but okay, give me some songs. You know, don't give me any Selena, because that's, no. It's just not going to work that way. But here we are. You know, I figured, hey, I'm in this state of mind, and I chose this state of mind, and right now the light is flickering, and I have to find a way to turn it off, because that is tripping me out. You know, it's like going to a Grateful Dead concert sober. No one in their right mind, well, maybe Ari Melber did, no one in their right mind would do that. Come on, you know. Don't ease me in. Hey, I know about the Grateful Dead. I mean, you know, what is it? Saint Stephen and, you know, Oxum Moxum, they ate the acid. I know about that shit. Come on. And tripping out. I mean, isn't today Janis Joplin's birthday? Hey, they were all hanging out. Think about that. If you ever get a chance, watch Festival Express. And it's this really, you want to talk about a trip. It's the Grateful Dead. It's the Who. No, it's not the Who. It's Janis Joplin, the Flying Burrito Brothers, Buddy Guy, the band. And they're all traveling around Canada on this train called the Festival Express. They're doing hallucinogens. Yes. They're drinking and singing. And I mean, yeah. And at one point, they pull up to the liquor store and they fucking buy the place out. Okay. They buy the place out. And I mean, that train was up and running, you know. I don't think I've ever been on a train like that. I would like to be. I mean, some people want to ride the, you know, the Orient Express train, because murder in the Orient Express. No. I want to ride the fucking
Festival Express train, okay? And at one point, so I think they make it to Calgary, and so Janice and all them present the the organizers with a train, and then Janice Joplin was a fucking trip. She gets up there and she's like, "This is from me. It's a case of tequila." And everyone starts laughing. She's like, "The train is for remembering. The tequila is for continuing it, man." And then she gets up there and she's like, "All right, I'm ready, man." I mean, you want to talk about someone who was always lit. She had that bottle of Southern Comfort, and I've had Southern Comfort. When I started listening to Janis Joplin, I remember, oh, she drank it, I want to try it. And I remember someone saying to me, "Yeah, but she put hallucinogens in hers," and I was only like 19 or 21, and I thought, "Nah, I'm not ready for those. I'm not ready for those." Oh, jeez, you know, things happen. But as Janet Jackson said, and I love Janet, funny how time flies when you're having fun. Am I having fun? Not really. This is just a moment of me being me and doing, you know, something for the end of the week. And, you know, I would like to thank my friend for taking me out, even though I did the driving, to her chagrin. She's like, "Oh my god, you're such a bad driver." Yeah, you're not the first person to tell me that. You know, I mean, my thing was, I had something for the dash. You know, usually that keeps me honest. I don't like having the phone between my legs. Oops, I did it again. No. And I don't look at it, because, you know, a very wise person said to me, "Good, don't look at the phone. Drive this way. Don't look at the phone. Flip people off. Don't look at the phone." So I'm trying to, okay, you know, yeah, because, yeah. So I had bought this dash thing, and then the fucking thing broke. It's cheap. It's from Walmart. Fuck that. That's what happens when someone gives you a Walmart gift card for Christmas. I don't go to Walmart. Why are you going to give that to me? Now, I should be grateful. Yes, yes. Just give me tens and twenties, you know, give me 100. So I bought a dash thing, and the fucking thing broke. So now I just put the phone like where the console is, and the way the car is, it's all interconnected. The only thing I don't like is, like, when people call, they can't really hear me, and I'm like, "Yeah, where are you? I'm in the car." "What kind of car?" "Oh, it's a Sportive." And Sportage or Sport, I don't fucking care. It is what it fucking is. And, you know, am I grateful for it? Yes. Do I feel I deserve it? No. I feel like I deserve a fucking slap across the face. And I know there's some people in particular who listen. Yeah, you fucking do. You know, the shit that I put people through. I mean, and I put myself through too. I mean, come on. Think about that, you know. But here we are. Here we fucking are. And I'm burning candles and incense because I got it like that, okay? You know, and I took my friend to an esoteric shop because that's what I do. I take them to go buy rocks. And we talk about spiritualism. And okay, first of all, I want to get some shit off the roll right here, okay? I am not fucking New Age. Some people think that I stack fucking rocks near the ocean. Fuck you, I do not. No. Oh, I'm esoteric, okay? But I'm not New Agey. I'm not New Agey. I've talked about this before. I am of the left-hand path. If you don't fucking know what that is, then fucking Google it, okay? I take my fucking shit seriously, okay? Or as my friend said, "You conjure?" "Oh, honey, I conjure. What do you conjure?" I can't tell you. Why? Because that's between me and my energy. So come on, you know, I don't snuff candle, or no, I do snuff candles. I don't blow candles out. I don't, you know, I don't talk about it. Why, you know, a few people know. I think it kind of went over their heads when I was like, "Well, you know, I'm this." And oh, really? You're not a Catholic? No, but your name. That was always the thing growing up, my name, because my real name is Jesus, and it's like, why did you give me that name? Why? And so I go by Zeus, okay? And I go by that because that was a nickname that I acquired growing up or they'd call me, my brother's friend would call me Juice. I don't know why. I mean, I ain't got no juice. Probably because they couldn't say my name. Zeus kind of stuck. So, you know, people, you know, they give me a nickname and it sticks. And then others fashion the nickname to themselves. And it's like, okay, I belong to you. Shit. Do I belong to people? Yeah, I guess. My friend and I, we were going on a nature walk today, and she said, would you ever get married? Of course. Why not? Would you have kids? Here's the thing with that, okay? And I'm going to say this, because I'm all about compromise. I haven't ever wanted children. But if said person said to me, I'd like kids, okay, let's do it. But, you know, it's like, okay, do we rent a uterus? Do we adopt? You know, yeah, I'm all for it. If that's what you want to do, I will support you. I will support you to the ends of the fucking earth, okay? If you want to have a third eye glued to your forehead, I will fucking support you, okay? If you want to go on vacation here, I will fucking support you, all right? I will not judge you. I will not. That's the thing with people. You can't change people. You fucking cannot. Yeah, and I'm fully aware of that, okay? You just have to support them. It's about the support, okay? You have to support their decisions and support their ideas and their dreams and their love and their goals and their music. You know? And I'm not a judgmental person. I support people. Because I've had support throughout the years, more ways than one. And that's what it's about, you know. I've talked about this on the show before, you know. When you dive into things, it's thrilling, but it's also scary at the same time. Especially when it's something brand new, okay? And 2023 was just a year where it was like, oh, okay. You know, we started off here in California with a really crazy storm, all right? I didn't work for a couple of days because of that fucking storm. That kind of pissed me off. You know, you like the money when you were like, I want to go to work. And then they pay us for those days that we didn't work. I was like, oh, thank you. And then I developed an infection from a broken tooth that I never had taken care of. And it's like, shit. And then they give me all these drugs. And it's like, no. And then concert season, you know, I love concert season. Concert season was up and running for me. I loved it. You know, I had my hybrid. I loved that fucking hybrid. And I will say this, you know, I had Reiki done and they were talking about protective bubbles. And I said, it's funny you mention that. I said, because the hybrid that I drove, that was like being in my protective bubble. And they're like, really? And I said, yeah, it was like being in my protective bubble. And then they're like, well, what happened? I crashed that fucking bubble. I flipped that fucking bubble. And then the gentleman, because he was doing my Reiki, and he says, you have a lot of trauma in your back. And I said, yeah. I said, I didn't have any pain from the accident. I mean, I was sore. I remember that. That is the weirdest thing. You know, there's a moment where, okay, it happens and then impact. And I think I did lose a couple of seconds because you do kind of come to and you're like, oh, shit. It's like the house in the Wizard of Oz when it stopped, you know? So then when I left, I could feel my shoulders were achy, my back was achy, and my right leg was achy. And I thought, oh, geez, because it had pulled everything out of me. And the gentleman who did the Reiki on me asked me a question. I was very honest. He says, do you think you have PTSD? And I said, yes, I do. I've always had it ever since I was a teenager from certain life experiences. But I said that accident really, it did something that it shouldn't have done. And I love driving, but it just, you know, and I loved that hybrid. I mean, yeah, what I have now is great, but that hybrid, That hybrid and I, we went everywhere together. We went everywhere. It was a nice white hybrid. It got dirty all the time. I had to wash it. And, you know, I would put gas in it. And then, it was a hybrid. So, like, I would watch those meters go up. I'd love watching that, you know. And it would stop. And I'd get to a stop sign. It'd turn completely off and then turn back on. And, yeah, I loved it. I loved that car. And then I crashed that car. And I think that's when things really started to hit me. Things started to hit me. And I thought, whoa, this is what this fucking year is? What the fuck? So here we are in 2024. And a lot of things, you know, coalescing. And I'm remaining vigilant. But I'm also remaining positive. But I'm going to be fucking honest with all of you motherfuckers. I'm ready to just fucking flip the script and just take off. I'm ready to just fucking take off. Because I have fucking had it. And where I go, I will not tell anybody. I will just fucking go. Because it's like, why? You know, I think with society, we have our ways of doing things. Society itself is very sick. It's very sick. It's sad. It's sad that we don't have the tools and the foresight to heal ourselves. You know, we're all very, very, you know, and I don't do compare and contrast unless I'm working. And it's like, okay, let's compare this story to this story. They don't even know how to do that. Are you kidding me? And I'm just sitting there like, what? What? One of them, they were like, what do you think? And I said, hey, I don't think he liked I said this. I said, dude, you make me very thankful I didn't have kids. And he's like, that's not nice. And I said, hey, you know what? You're sitting there arguing with so-and-so about going to the back table after I told you no, and you keep insinuating? Seriously? I said, look, you know what? Just read the story. That's all I want you to do is read the story, okay? Oh, and then, but yeah, it's one of them found out, what was it? They were talking about zodiacs, and one of them found out we had the same birthday, and he's like, oh my God, bro, I don't want to be like you. And I'm like, no two snowflakes are alike, man. And first of all, and then he says, well, you have any advice? And I said, well, for one, don't get so hung up on the fact that we had the same birthday. I'm 40 something years old, man. I had this birthday first. You know, and have I ever liked my birthday? No, I haven't. I could give a flying fuck about my birthday. It's just a day to me. Now, other people, when it's someone that I care about or a friend and it's their birthday, oh, I'm all in. It's like, great. It's your fucking birthday. Let's fucking party. When it's my birthday, no, no. Is that, some would say, well, that's, you know, being self-conscious or feeling this. No, I just don't like the fucking day because I want it to be over. It's like, oh geez, we gotta celebrate me now? I don't fucking think so. What is there to fucking celebrate? I arrived, I planned this, you know, I arrived on my due date, so you could say I planned my entrance into this world. My exit, that's a different story. That's a different story. Some people probably know when I'm gonna die, or they think they do. Do I know? Maybe. I may have had a vision about it back in June. Who will be there? I can't tell you. That's between me and the vision. I can't. It's very appropriate or inappropriate that I'm in this state of mind and I'm talking about those things. And the light is flickering. Just think if I had like some rainbow colors right now, then it really would be conducive to the situation right now. But it's not. It's not. And the light, I want to fuck that fucking light out right now. And I've got a candle going. That's how I roll. I think people, you know, oh, I mean, candles and rocks and, I've got like crystal skulls and Some people were like, who are you going to leave those to? I don't know. And pyramids and towers and, yeah, flowers. Flower power, baby. Flower power. I will say this, you know, to live... At this point, I could probably say I felt like I've lived about 100 different lives. I really do. I know about my past lives. In fact, today, during this wonderful thing called Euphoria, I did kind of go back to probably at one point in my past life, one of them, I was probably shot in the head. And then another one, I was like, I worked on a railroad. I could be just talking out my ass. I don't know. One of them, I was a woman. I always knew that. Let's go there. One of them, I was in the military. And another, but in all of them, and I can wholeheartedly say this, I probably had a secret life, a double life. You know? So there's that gay aspect right there. Someone asked me that recently. Do you think in most of your past lives you were gay? Probably. That's probably how I ended up dead. Is like they fucking found out. Oh, that fucking faggot. Go get rid of him. Hang him from the rafters, you know, or tar and feather him when they used to do that back in the day, or put some cyanide in his coffee. His coffee. Yeah. But no, I mean, you know, and like all, you know, different universes and different timelines. Yeah, I'm gay. There's not really a straight version of me. I think that someone asked me that once, a female friend. She says, what if you were straight? I said, but I'm not. But, oh, you have to be open-minded. And I said, you do realize that all of my different timelines and all of my different past lives, I wasn't ever straight. So this has always been me to be gay. Or buy, or try, or die, or, you know, it's there, it's in the mind. I don't think that people understand that, expanding the minds, and seeing things, and, you know, when something traumatic happens to me, it's not so much instant replay. I always see myself screaming, and no sound comes out. No sound comes out. And then if I see myself screaming, oh, you know, it's trippy. This is trippy, I'll say this. And this has been happening for a couple of months now. Whenever I internally scream, I immediately hear No Quarter by Tool. Where he does that scream. And it's a lot of rain and it's a lot of different things. See, that tells you what I'm doing right now. That tells you where Dr. Zeus's mind is right now. It's been, well, my mind is always open. Are you kidding me? My subconscious is wide open. I know about all that shit. I know about possession. I've been possessed before. By who or what, I cannot tell you. There are those who have possessed me and they know who they are. They can grin because, yes, I know it's you. And then, just different things. Does it scare me? No, it doesn't scare me. Why should it scare me? What scares me is, you know, when I was in my 30s and I was in that relationship, I will be honest, that did scare me. That's what, I was the one who ended it because I felt confined. I felt boxed in. And then I thought, I'm a man. I'm able to just walk away. Just walk away. And then as I got throughout the years, I realized I shouldn't have done that. Even though everything happens for a reason, it's like that person really did care about me. And I was just a bratty boy. I was in my 30s, but I was acting like a boy. I was a bratty boy. Just like, oh, I don't need you. Even though it's like this person is providing me with love and commitment and I don't cheat on them. And I didn't ever understand that about people. Why would you fucking do that? I didn't, you know, hey, if you want to share, I'm all for that. If someone says, hey, let's share, I'm all for that. Because it's not so much being greedy. It's like, okay, let's show them how we do it. Let's show them, let's integrate them into this mix. But if it's like behind the back, that's where I'm like, no, no, you need your butt kicked. So yeah, I mean, you know, someone's asked me recently, could I ever do that? I said, no, because I'm very honest. And if I do something bad to someone, I tell them, I'll admit it and say, yes, I did this. Why? Because I'm not thinking properly. You know, that's always been the thing. When I put up a wall, I put up a wall, and it's tough. Life is fucking tough. You know, it's, I mean, I'm not saying that mine is tougher than others. Sometimes I think I brought this all upon myself, and that's the wonderful euphoria of what I'm on and seeping through my enzymes and frontal cortex of my brain, and all of these visions that I often have, and of my own death, of who's going to be there when I die. Then at the same time, there's those beautiful, bright, shiny lights of people. And when I did roll the car, I was thinking about a lot. I was thinking about things that I wanted to do and places I wanted to go and people that I wanted to embrace. And it scared the fuck out of me. Because, you know, at one point, I'm not scared to die. But at the same time, in that aspect, I wasn't ready. I just wasn't fucking ready. And, you know, I think people get it twisted. And yeah, I may have revealed something that I shouldn't have revealed, you know, out of probably pain to someone. And I didn't really mean to do that. You know how you just substances. You do that and you reveal something that you shouldn't have fucking revealed. And it has nothing to do with them. It's like, why am I saying this right now? Because I was planning that for the end of the year. But I wasn't going to tell anybody. And then I didn't go through with it. I didn't go through with it not just because they told me not to do it. I thought, no, because, you know, I usually have that feeling. I've had that for a couple years now, that vibe. It's like, okay, it's the end of the year. What are you going to do with your life? You have the power to continue, or you have the power to say, okay, this is it, you know? So, but yeah, to reveal certain things to people that have nothing to do with them. And then they probably assume it's about... No, it's not about you. It's not. Because I've always kind of had that. And I really don't need anything to take me out of that. You know, it's just a feeling. And it's just a vibe of worth. And, you know. But then I kind of shake myself out of it. And I continue. And, you know, we all have moments of sadness. And the doldrums. And I mean, you know, if I wanted to do something about it, I'd do something about it. And I'm in a state of euphoria and looking at a candle and just thinking out loud as the back of my brain is like, boom, hit those electrodes, baby, hit them. And I'm fully aware of the contents of my brain, and I'm fully aware of the power of the human brain and spiritualism. That's the other thing where people, the whole New Age thing, and you know, and having to explain things to people. I don't want to fucking explain things to people. What is the Kundalini? I can't tell you. You have to fucking experience it yourself. I experience it. It's not the same for everybody, you know. Spiritual awakening, spiritual realms, spiritual, you know, all these different things. There are some things that I carry out and I do privately, and I don't talk about it. I don't talk about it because it's for me, you know. It's for me. That's who I am. There are certain facets of me and certain aspects that I don't think people would understand. You know, I am an empath. I don't think a lot of people know that. And people assume, oh, yeah, no, you're not. Yeah, I am. I just don't fucking give it away. I don't fucking give away. And then there's some other things that I can do with the brain. But, you know, like I receive images and all this shit. And yeah. I don't want to give away the whole farm. But, yeah. I look at society, and society is just, it's sick. Society is sick. We all live on these fucking phones, and we do all these fucking things on the phones where we can't just fucking put them down and have a fucking conversation. That's what we can't fucking do. And I can do that. I can do that. I just put it down, look into their eyes, say, okay, I see you. I see you now. Let's talk. So that's really what it's all about. That's what this thing called life is all about. And the moment AI gets into the mix, people, I warned you. I fucking warned you. So that's why it's like, you know, just put it down. Let's not let AI dictate what we want or who we are. Let's just be people. People who are free of all that fucking bullshit, you know? So, and labels and everything like that. It's great that I can record this. It's great that I can present all of this to all of you. No, the show is not ending. I did think about that. But then I thought, well, it's either this or go to a therapist. And it's like, well, I kind of know how to heal myself in that aspect. Now, some of you would probably be like, no, you don't. You're gonna self-medicate. No. Because I know the steps. I know the steps to take. You know, yeah, I have an addictive personality. Most definitely, I fucking do. And there are certain things that I like to play with. Substances, not so much. There are other things, though, where it's like, okay, you know, I'll take a little of that. Great, that'll help. But also, you know, I know, okay, if I do a hike or if I do this or if I do that, and I go to the shops and talk and immerse myself with all these different findings and all these different actualities and scientific modes of doing things and solving things and being a man and being a person and, you know, being this weird fucking gay man that I am, and you know, I'm not gay enough for this, and I'm not straight enough for this, and I'm not Latino enough for this, I'm not Portuguese enough for this, and I'm not all these different things, and you know, this pendulum just keeps swinging back and forth, and you know, I look at things and I'm like, a part of me sometimes is like, well, why am I still fucking here? I love how people were like, well, like the guy who did my Reiki was like, well, you're here for a reason. And I'm thinking, okay. And I looked at him and I said, you want to be honest with you? And he's like, yeah. Why does it hurt then, man? Physically? I said, no. Oh, no. Not just physically. Physical pain I can deal with. But all that other pain, no. And he's like, you're an empath. And I say, yes, I am. And you can feel that. I said, oh, yes, I can. And when it hurts, it hurts. I said, I felt that on my birthday, and I felt that on Christmas Eve, and I felt that on Christmas Day. I just stared off into space like, this is it. And he talked to me, and he said something to me that I can't repeat. And I said, okay. All right, man. And You know, you learn these different tools and just how to continue on. As I say that, I'm holding a wonderful piece of amethyst. You know, at heart, I think I am a geologist at heart. I love rocks. I love looking at them, and love learning their properties and feeling them and studying them. I such joy in those aha, eureka moments when you're little and someone cracks open the rock for you and you see the geo inside and everything, and the crystals and how those come to be, and then the stalactites and inside the caves, you know, things like that I learned as a really, really little kid, and limestone caves and what water does to rock and how it shapes it and how it glistens it, and we look upon it, and you know, this beautiful thing of creation and creativity that nature does and the universe does. You know, it's not just about the stars in the sky and the moon, which I absolutely love and I don't take for granted, but it's also about these chemical reactions. I love that word, and that's what I was trying to imply with the class. Anytime we would do science, like a bunch of them would laugh at each other, and I'm like, you know, that's a chemical reaction. What? You're laughing. Well, yeah, but I'm just laughing. No, you're laughing because are you nervous about something? Well, no, it's a joke. I said, yeah, a joke is a chemical reaction. Or like the one over there was like interrupting me, and I said, what you're doing is a chemical reaction because you want to get your point across. And they're like, is everything a chemical? I said, yes, everything is a chemical reaction. Everything. Everything in this moment. Like when I raise my eyebrow because you're not paying attention and you're talking to so-and-so and ask me what page number again, that is a chemical reaction because you are trying to keep up. And then they knew that I had rocks on me. And take some of your rocks out. I took some of my rocks out. I don't let them touch them. And I showed them to them. Like, you really like rocks. And I said, well, yeah. That's ever since I was little. And then, you know, to grow up. And it's like, oh, I get to go and buy, you know, quartz. Clear quartz. And rose quartz. And amethyst. And pyrite. And sodalite. And I mean, garnet. I love garnet. Garnet and topaz and blue topaz and citrine. I mean, you name it. I have it and I love it. And carnelian? And I mean, oh my goodness. You know, to be able to immerse myself in these beautiful aspects of science and these natural wonders that are created throughout the world, or chemical reaction, and to be able to teach them that, like, okay, that's what a chemical reaction is. Well, what isn't a chemical reaction? Everything that you see before you is a chemical reaction. They're like, what about falling in love? Oh, that is the main chemical reaction right there. That's why we're all here. Well, what do you mean? I said, our parents fell in love and they made us. And that's a chemical reaction. Well, but what about when we cry? That's a chemical reaction. What about when we drive? That's a chemical reaction. I said, everything is a chemical. When you eat food that tastes good to you, that is a chemical reaction. Like I said, when I'm up here singing for you, and that's nervousness for me, and I'm singing songs that you like and that I like, and I know the lyrics and I can feel the lyrics, that's a chemical reaction. So, you know, to be able to end the week on that, and to talk about it and feel slightly good about it. I mean, you know. Oh, you're making a difference. No, not really. I'm just being me. You know, I mean, to you're talking to someone who, okay, trying to figure out how am I going to teach them about sulfuric acid, and we can't do any experiments. So I just started talking about the Romanovs and how the Romanovs, you know, remember they murdered them and they executed them and everything. And what do? They use sulfuric acid to disguise the bodies because, you know, there I said the Tsar was on money. You're not going to just leave a body like that lying around. Come on. you gotta use some sulfuric acid. And then I showed them like a video of like sugar and sulfuric acid. Why can't we do those experiments? Because a bunch of you got those press-on nails. You can't put gloves on with that. And then half of you are going to be dropping sulfuric acid all over the place or trying to eat it. And then it's like ambulance comes. No, I'm not trying to be here for that, you know? I'm not trying to be here for that. So, yeah, it was one hell of a week. And to be able to unpack it for all of you, to talk about it, and to remain, and to arrive at here we are. You know, last week I did Reiki, something I had encountered it like through a video screen. You know, I know about the pressure points. I know about my chakras. There's 14 actually. There's not just 7. 7 is 7 is 14. I know about the third eye and know about all these different things. And but at the same time, you know, I know what it means to hurt. And I know what it means to feel not just so much physical pain doesn't really scare me. Physical pain is physical pain that keeps us alive. We know we're alive because you feel it. You know, whether it's your feet or whether it's your legs or your head or your shoulders, your nose, you know, allergies, you feel it. You're alive. But something beyond the physical pain, that's really the thing that gets me is, and it's not always emotional, it's the surface, it's inside of you, and it can be daunting. You know, you have to get up, and you have to do this, and, you know, you have to do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. It's like something out of Kill Bill. You have to carry the water, and you have to not drop it each time. And then you have to learn these steps. And you know, that's why whenever people would say to me, oh, you don't you wish you could go back to me? No, I already did that. Why would I go back? Why would I go back? Like, I remember, you know, an example is 25 years ago I graduated from high school. And my friend was like, wouldn't you like to know? Yeah, but you didn't have to worry. Yeah, I didn't have to worry about certain things, but at the same time, how old was I? 25 years ago, I was 18. I just turned 18. You sign up for Selective Service. They called me. The gentleman from the Marines wouldn't let me say no. And he was going to come get me. And my father overhears. And he's like, call him back. I was like, why? You're not going with him. I'll get my gun. I should have said I was 18. I can do what I want. And then I realized, no. He didn't want any of us to serve because he had served. I was like, okay. So, you know, and then you get ready to graduate high school. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to have to, oh, you're taking all these tests. And I did not do great in high school. I really did not. I just fucking wanted out of there. I was this gay kid with so much fear. And, you know, I would get spit on and get called faggot. And learned over time how to defend myself and stand up to people. And yeah, it was a tough thing. It was a tough thing. And you know, maybe sometimes I don't have a death wish, but sometimes it's like, yeah, if I had died at some point, I'd be at peace. I would be at peace. Because there are certain things, even now, that I think about, and it's like, oh, geez, I have to do that, and I have to do this, and, you know, it's, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm a nice guy, but to an extent, I think that some of you who are listening, and I know who's listening, you think you can fucking walk all over me. Oh, no, 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 nope. Trust me. What goes around comes around. Just fucking know that. What goes around comes around. Cause and effect. My father taught me that long ago. Cause and effect. Okay? Cause and effect. So, you know, when someone's doing something to me and it's like, oh, he doesn't know what's going on. Oh, yeah, I know what's going on. I know what's going on because it's not so much about me. It's about you. And it's about you really can't rise to the occasion. And, you know, I can see it. I can see it. So tell me why. What's wrong with you? Okay? Because I think everyone figures, oh, I'm just going to judge. No, I want to hear. I want to know why you feel that way about yourself or why you feel you are not deserving of this or that. Okay. So it's been great. Good night.